Easter, Week 3, Sunday, Readings. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, in the day and the night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise, thou my inheritance through all my days, thou and thou only the first in my heart, high King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, grant me its joys after victory is won. Christ of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Alleluia, God has raised Christ from the dead and has given him glory. Alleluia.
Psalm 144. I will give you glory, O God my King, I will bless your name for ever. I will bless you day after day, and praise your name for ever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised, his greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendour and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How great is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Alleluia, God has raised Christ from the dead and has given him glory. Alleluia. Alleluia, who are you looking for, woman? Why search among the dead for the one who lives? Alleluia.
Psalm 144 continued. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign, and declare your might, O God, to make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendour of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Alleluia, who are you looking for, woman? Why search among the dead for the one who lives? Alleluia. Alleluia, do not cry, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Psalm 144 concluded. The Lord is faithful in all his words, and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall, and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The Lord is just in all his ways, and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name for ever, for ages unending. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Alleluia. Do not cry, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia. My heart rejoices, my body is glad. Alleluia. I will praise him with my whole being. Alleluia. A reading from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 6. Then I, John, saw the Lamb break open the first of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice that sounded like thunder, "Come." I looked, and there was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown. He went out as a conqueror to conquer. Then the Lamb broke open the second seal, and I heard the second living creature say, "Come." Another horse came out, a red one. Its rider was given the power to bring war on earth, that men should kill each other. He was given a large sword. Then the Lamb broke open the third seal, and I heard the third living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there was a black horse. Its rider held a pair of scales in his hand. I heard what sounded like a voice coming from among the four living creatures. It said, "A quarter of wheat for a day's wages, and three quarters of barley for a day's wages. But do not damage the olive oil and the wine." Then the Lamb broke open the fourth seal, and I heard the fourth living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there was a pale-coloured horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades followed close behind. They were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill with war, famine, and disease, and with the wild animals of earth. Then the Lamb broke open the fifth seal. I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been killed because they had proclaimed God's word and had been faithful in their witnessing. They shouted in a loud voice, "Almighty Lord, holy and true, how long will it be until you judge the people on earth and punish them for killing us?" Each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to rest a little while longer, until the total number was reached of their fellow servants and brothers who were to be killed as they had been. And I saw the Lamb break open the sixth seal. There was a violent earthquake, and the sun became black like coarse black cloth, and the moon turned completely red like blood. The stars fell out of the sky to earth like unripe figs falling from the tree when a strong wind shakes it. The sky disappeared like a scroll being rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the rulers and the mighty chiefs, the rich and the mighty, and all other men, slaves and free, hid themselves in caves and under rocks on the mountains. They called out to the mountains and to the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the eyes of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." The great day of their wrath is here, and who can stand up against it? Responsory from Revelation 6. From the altar of God I heard the voices of those who had been killed saying, "Why do you not avenge our blood?" And they received this answer from the Lord, "Wait a little longer until the total number of your brothers and sisters has been reached." Alleluia. They were given a white robe and told, Wait a little longer until the total number of your brothers and sisters has been reached. Alleluia. A reading from the First Apology of St. Justin Martyr in defence of the Christians. No one may share in the Eucharist except those who believe in the truth of our teachings and have been washed in the bath which confers forgiveness of sins and rebirth, and who live according to Christ's commands. For we do not receive this food as ordinary bread and as ordinary drink, but just as Jesus Christ our Saviour became flesh through the Word of God and assumed flesh and blood for our salvation, so too we are taught that the food over which the prayer of thanksgiving, the Word received from Christ, has been said, the food which nourishes our flesh and blood by assimilation, is the flesh and blood of this Jesus who became flesh. The apostles in their memoirs, which are called Gospels, recorded that Jesus left them these instructions. He took bread, pronounced the prayer of thanksgiving, and said, "Do this in memorial of me. This is my body." In the same way he took the cup, pronounced the prayer of thanksgiving, and said, "This is my blood," and shared it among them and no one else. From that time on, we have always continued to remind one another of this. Those of us who are well provided help out those who are in need, and we meet together continually. Over all our offerings, we give thanks to the Creator of all through his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. On Sundays, there is an assembly of all who live in towns or in the country, and the memoirs of the apostles or the writings of the prophets are read for as long as time allows. Then the reading is brought to an end, and the president delivers an address in which he admonishes and encourages us to imitate in our own lives the beautiful lessons we have heard read. Then we all stand up together and pray. When we have finished the prayer, as I have said, bread and wine and water are brought up. The president offers prayers and thanksgiving as best he can, and the people say Amen as an expression of their agreement. Then follows the distribution of the food over which the prayer of thanksgiving has been recited. All present receive some of it, and the deacons carry some to those who are absent. Those who are well provided for, if they wish to do so, contribute what each thinks fit. This is collected and left with the president, so that he can help the orphans and the widows and the sick, and all who are in need for any other reason, such as prisoners and visitors from abroad. In short, he provides for all who are in want. So on Sunday we all come together. This is the first day on which God transformed darkness and matter and made the world, the day on which Jesus Christ our Saviour rose from the dead. For on the day before Saturday he was crucified, and on the day after Saturday, that is Sunday, he appeared to his apostles and disciples and taught them the truths which we have put before you for your consideration. Responsory. As he was about to pass from this world to go to the Father, Jesus instituted the sacrament of his body and blood as a memorial of his death. Alleluia. Distributing his body as food and his blood as drink, he said, "Do this in memory of me." Jesus instituted the sacrament of his body and blood as a memorial of his death. Alleluia. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the host of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts." The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you, Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with your saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Lord God, grant your people constant joy in the renewed vigour of their souls. They rejoice because you have restored them to the glory of your adopted children. Let them look forward gladly in the certain hope of resurrection. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.